everybody knows there's just one moon orbiting the Earth. Well, a new study by an international team of astronomers concludes that everybody is dead wrong about that. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
20 years ago, a young astronomer named Robert Jedecky had a job working at a telescope on Kitt Peak in Arizona. 6 nights a month, he would sit at the telescope and watch the night sky go by.
As I'm watching the sky go by, I would often see these little trails.
These little trails are usually made by objects traveling fairly close to the Earth. Every once in a while, one of these would look like it was actually orbiting the Earth. So Jedecky would report it to the center that keeps tabs on small planets and asteroids. And they'd always tell him he was seeing some space junk from an orbiting satellite.
And I would say, well, what if it's a natural object in orbit around the Earth? And they said, no, there are no natural objects in orbit around the Earth.
How do they know that? Jedecky wondered. It's a question that's been on his mind ever since. Now he's an astronomer at the University of Hawaii. And with colleagues in Finland and France, he decided to look for a better answer. Astronomers know that asteroids pass by the Earth all the time.
We know that there is a population of asteroids that are in orbit around the Sun that can come close to the Earth at some point in their orbit.
Mostly they go whizzing by, not even slowing down to wave.
But there's a very small subcomponent of that population that are on orbits that are very much like the Earth's.
And so these objects, when they go by the Earth, they come by very slowly, kind of like when you're jogging on a circular track and a slightly faster runner passes you.
And by coming by so slowly, there's a small chance that they can be captured by the Earth's gravity and go into orbit around the Earth.
The best estimates say about 1 million or more small objects pass close to the Earth each year. So what Jedecky and his colleagues did was write a computer program to calculate how many would be caught by Earth's gravity and go into orbit. The results were clear.
At any time, so right now as we're speaking, there are 1 or 2 1-meter diameter asteroids in orbit around the Earth.
Really? Really. Jedecky's simulation predicts that most of these objects are fairly small, but about once every 50 years or so, there's one the size of a garbage truck.
And maybe once every 100,000 years, there would be an asteroid that's about the size of a football field that's in orbit around the Earth.
That's big enough to be seen with the naked eye. No one of these mini-moons sticks around for very long. That's because while they are captured by Earth's gravity, it's a loose capture.
So loose that little gravitational nudges from the other planets in the solar system or from the moon can eventually just sort of dislodge them from the Earth's gravity and allow them to go back into orbit around the Sun.
Jedecky's calculations appear in the journal Icarus. And there's reason to think his conclusions are correct. Paul Chodas is with the Near Earth Object Program at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
We keep track of all the small asteroids in the Earth's vicinity, and there was one, a very small asteroid, which was discovered to be in orbit around the Earth. We didn't know that right away, and we kind of thought it might be an old rocket stage or something, some leftover junk from the space program, but the trajectory indicated that it was an asteroid and not a rocket body.
Chodas says now that there's good reason to believe they're there, astronomers will be able to adjust their observations to keep an eye out for these temporary mini-moons. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.